Do not give up. Don't do it. Don't give up. You know that sticker, the poster with the donut, and it says, "Donut, give up. Don't do it." This is your sign. This is your message to get that donut. Get yourself that tasty donut, all the sprinkles, whatever your heart desires. Get yourself that tasty, delicious donut and take a deep breath. That's right. Take a deep breath in the nose. Out the mouth. When you breathe in your nose, out your mouth 7 times or more, you're calming the parasympathetic nervous system. It's a biohack. You're literally hacking your mind, your body, your emotions, and you can calm yourself in any now moment, whatever you're experiencing, by stopping. You know that whole stop, drop, and roll? Yeah. If you're on fire, stop, drop, and roll, for sure. I want to invite you when you want to give up. You want to tap out. You've had enough. You're done. Fried toast, whatever. Maybe you already did the stop, drop, and roll. There's a stop, sit, and breathe. That's right. Just stop. Take a minute and breathe. See, when you take a minute, you become present. And when you focus on the in and out of your breath, you let go of those thoughts for just a moment. You can get back to the thoughts. You can get back to whatever heaviness, frustration, whatever it is. You can get back to that. But just for a moment, you could have that donut moment where you're just enjoying the donut because it's so delicious. And you breathe about it. You take a minute. The soul loves the truth. See, that alignment, attunement with your natural high vibration. That's right. You're naturally high vibrational. You don't need to raise your vibration. You don't need to match vibration. You don't need to put all that pressure on yourself. And I want to invite you to stop shoulding yourself. Yeah, I should do. I should be. I should. Stop. Take a minute and breathe. Eat the donut. Be in the moment with the donut, with your breath. Then you let go of the thought, the worry, the anxiety. Okay, maybe the donut's not the best thing for you, and that's okay. Maybe you need an apple. Maybe you just need a glass of water. Sometimes life can be heavy. Sometimes there can be chaos and confusion. Sometimes you can be in that, what the what? What is even happening? And that's okay. It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. You are naturally high vibrational. When you are enjoying life, when it's joy, happiness, when you're doing those things with those people that you enjoy, that you love, that light you up, that bring out the best in you. Maybe for you, it's about creating, singing, dancing, playing, whatever it is, exploring, adventuring, go, do, be, have, whatever that is. Fully enjoying the experience of your life. you are naturally high vibrational. And maybe you're like, oh, I've never even enjoyed my life. That's okay. Maybe you're in a moment right now where it doesn't feel like a season. Maybe it doesn't feel temporary and it's heavy or it's hard, whatever it is. It's okay. There are ups and downs. There are peaks and valleys. The three pillars of the human experience, mental, emotional, and physical. And in this podcast, the Lucid Life Vibes podcast, we've been talking about the human experience, the energy, the me, myself, and I, the larger earth experience, what's happening, but also who we are. Tapping into that innate instinct, that innate knowing within us, intuition, psychic abilities, which I believe are part of being human. And I thought we should take a pause and breathe. And I feel like this message is so vital right now for so many that I didn't even welcome you to the podcast. I'm glad you're here. But I felt like this message of you are enough, you are worthy. Hey, maybe you're here right now and you need to forgive yourself. Maybe you haven't been high vibrational. Maybe you haven't lived your truth. Maybe you have taken from others, sucked, right? Whatever. Maybe you haven't expressed yourself for who you really are or embodied who you really are quite yet. Maybe you have and then you forgot. Maybe you did some things that are heavy and hurtful. Maybe you're on the other side of that and you've been hurt. I just want to say it's okay. Because Earth, the people of Earth, you see, it's time for truth, freedom, healing, health, and wealth. It truly is. It's time for everyone to give themselves the freedom and extend it to others to be that naturally high vibrational human being of light, life force energy that we all are. I believe that some people have continued the cycle of things from the past. And I think some of us have ended those cycles. And the trauma on Earth is unbelievable. And it shows the heaviness of what has been happening on planet Earth for so long. But were there better times? Of course. Absolutely. Look at our ancient civilizations. I mean, there's way more to the story here. And so for me, I've seen that there's been this suppression, depression. You see, when you suppress, right, there's a depress. And I believe some humans have been really suppressed into this depression. And some people even label themselves as being depressed or anxiety, worry, whatever it is. Because the fears, the trauma, the unwanted, the heaviness. And when we look out at planet Earth, and I mean, one of the worst experiences is one of the biggest money makers on planet Earth, right? The buying, the selling, the trafficking of people, humans. And then we add the whole SEX aspect. I don't want to get caught up with keywords, and I don't want to be triggering at all to anybody, because this is a message of you're worth it. No matter what, it's okay. And tomorrow's a new day. And the message is, do not give up. Do not give up. Whether that's on you, on someone you love, something you're creating, building, dreaming, envisioning, manifesting, whatever it is. I just want to invite you to take a breath. Sometimes the heaviness creates the chaos, the confusion. And we've had a lot of chaos and confusion on planet Earth. I was just talking to my husband about our son. He graduated from high school and the whole world shut down. And it was chaos and confusion. And then even, you know, being this college aged guy who wants to experience life and, it, you know, like follow through on all those goals and the things that he had worked so hard on, and so much was canceled or rescheduled or it just completely changed. It didn't even exist anymore. And it kind of is like someone will pick up your snow globe of your life and shake it. I call it the churn, right? It's kind of like what happened in 2020. Maybe all of planet Earth, the snow globe of planet Earth, somebody picked it up and shook it, right? And then put it back down and went, okay, what are you going to do now? Right? What are you going to do now? Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it feels like somebody has just shaken the snow globe of our life, right? The moments of, it feels like everything's crumbling, or you're all alone, or it's not working out, or the time and energy that you've put in, whatever it is. And I also just know that there is this predator and prey kind of, right? The catfishing, like who's real, whose intentions are real. And so, yes, sometimes life can be full of illusions and delusions. And what's up, what's down? And we've been unraveling some of this throughout the podcast. And I actually go really deep over on Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes. And I do have half casts there as well that are sacred space where I share personal information. And so I do go deep over on Patreon, and we talk about things, and I'm going to be doing that as we move forward, because a lot of things are just not as they seem, right? What's real? What's not real? And how can you trust yourself to know? And so I actually was caught up, you know, I was born in the early 70s. I'm a Gen Xer, but in the 90s, I had a step parent that was a con man, just obviously not very good, because he did get caught many times. And his scams, there were layers to the scam. And of course, this was in the 90s before the internet, right? Well, before we all had access to the internet. And so, you know, the trail, my step-parent eventually was caught and, you know, everything came forward. But it was really crazy to experience a con on such a personal level in my home. I mean, but here's the thing, I knew something was off. I mean, isn't that always true? We always know. But I was just a child. And so what I was vocalizing was, you know, I was told that I didn't know. And I was wrong. And I'm like, something's not right here. Hello. And so I tried to warn. And I think some other people were feeling that something was off as well. But they also had a family and kids. So those kids, right, would come every other weekend after they got married. And he was actually my stepfather. And so for me and at least one or two of his children, we were on to him. we weren't sure what was happening, but we were on to him. And it's funny because as adults, after, you know, he had been caught and, you know, I don't know if he ever, there was justice for everybody. You know, I had to walk away from that so it didn't consume. And so I just, you know, forgave everyone involved and cut everybody loose and gave myself the freedom to experience something different. And so I have no idea where he is, what's going on. I don't keep track. I have no idea. But I do know that after he was convicted several times, my stepsister and I actually went to the court and got all the public information that we could about him because it felt like everything had been a lie. Everything. And then years later, I actually went and confronted him and by myself. One of my friends took me, amazing friend, took me. And it's the one and only time I've ever visited anybody in jail. And I hope it's the last. It was not a positive experience at all. And so I can't even imagine what it'd be like to be on the other side. And I actually confronted him and asked him, and you could feel the emotion, and you could feel some of that humanness coming through. However, I was more so reminded of the lack of compassion and love that you would betray such purity and love, you know, from an entire family, not even one, but two families, and children. And unfortunately, that's where we are. I mean, there are people that are truly narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths. There are humans that do terrible things. But that doesn't mean that we can't be free of that and protected from that and move on and heal. And it's interesting because when you have experienced healing, when you have experienced being a survivor, when you have maybe even completely changed your life, right? Maybe you were the predator. Maybe you did some of those things. And that's not who you are. There is healing. There is a new day. There is a new life. There is allowing all that to become a past life as you move forward into your future life. That can be whatever you want it to be. But it starts with a choice. It starts with you, and you're worth it. And it's okay wherever you are. And it's okay whatever you've experienced. I mean, oh my goodness, the past couple of years have been a little bit of a roller coaster for myself. And there's so many times that I thought, should I give up on the podcast? Should I give up on all that I've created and built? And I realized, no, the algorithms might suck, but I don't suck, right? The algorithms might tell me to quit, but that's not what you're telling me to do. No, see, I hear from so many of you who encourage me Now, a lot of you want me to keep live streaming right now. I don't know how long that will keep going because, let's face it, live streaming right now, it's not like it was a few years ago. I mean, maybe that's where you are right now. Kind of like me sharing about my son graduated from high school and then the whole world shut down. And then it was like people were being pitted against each other with riots and rallies, and everything was so amped and political, right? But you can opt out. You can take a breath. You can say, I'm not going to be a part of the chaos and confusion. I'm going to hold a higher vibration. See, that's another thing to not give up on. Maybe you're like me and you're holding your, it's HODL, you know, your diamond hands over here, holding the vision and vibration for all that you have invested in. And that's also those co-creation vibes, right? Those of us that are holding the vibration, the vision for the truth, the freedom, the healing, the health, the wealth. You see, we all just want joy and happiness for everybody, freedom. Freedom to believe your truth. You know, here's another thought. What happens when your truth challenges your belief? What happens when your truth challenges your belief? That's a hard one, I think, for some people. You know, a lot of people believe what they believe because the people around them, right? The culture, cult culture, the word cult is in culture, society, religion, whatever, academia, government. And it's interesting how much pitting against, right? The extremism of pitting people against each other. I'm not left or right. I am me, and I have my truth. My truth is it's time for truth, freedom, healing, health, and wealth for everybody. It's time for the suppression, the dumbing down to stop. I'm reading a book back from, I believe it's from the 80s, and it's so suppressed. It's crazy. You know, it's kind of like Nikola Tesla mysteriously passing away in a hotel room, and then all of his research, everything, right? Just mysteriously scooped away by somebody, of course, with the government. And we know who the somebody was, but you see, like, I'm reading this book and there was this hospital and really healing center, and they were onto some amazing things and they could heal. And they said cure, the word was cure, mental and emotional struggles and illnesses. It was incredible. Like, they talk about schizophrenia and, I mean, extremes, and then dial it all the way down to just some general anxiety, worry, fear. And what they could do was incredible. Really incredible. It's just simple things. And that has been suppressed. And the guy that wrote the book, yeah, mysteriously gone. Just mysteriously, right? Like, so many people that were onto different kind of free energy or, you know, inventions, and then they just mysteriously, right? Where they go. Yeah, maybe you're like me and you're here to be the quantum detective. Maybe you're here uncovering the truth, right? Maybe you're here to bust through the suppression, no more depression. You see, when there's suppression, when there's, right, depression, then fear, it's so numbing, it's polarizing. You just stop. Just stop. And so there's this movement. I think movement and meditation creates momentum. So just walking, talking, moving, processing, right? Moving the thoughts out, allowing the old thoughts to be replaced with new thoughts, new possible possibilities. Because the quantum energy, quantum physics tells us all possible possibilities are in play right now. So what are your thoughts? What are your words that are co-creating, creating that high vibration that you are, the truth that you are? So those of us that have experienced healing, those of us that have healed from the past trauma or whatever it may be, the heaviness, are now the healers. And we have the ability to hold this higher vibration. And you can be a part of that. Maybe you are a part of that and it's just heavy right now. It's okay. It's okay to take a breather, recharge, reset, breathe about it, let it go. You don't have to physically carry the weight of the world. You don't have to physically carry other people.